It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk with a guest who says it's time to ditch the cover letter and resume when it comes to applying for jobs.
Last Friday, a federal judge overturned Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage. Starting Friday evening, couples in the state began heading to the courthouse for a marriage license, largely in Madison, Milwaukee, but elsewhere as well.
Right now, we check in with our reporter who's been tracking the case for us here at WPR, Gilman Halstead, and then we want to get your take. What do you think about the ruling? Should county clerks be issuing same-sex marriage licenses with the ruling in effect in legal limbo? Call and give us your take at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Gilman, we talked to you Friday. Welcome back.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of change, actually, since last Friday, to tell you the truth. More people have gotten married, but in terms of what the status is for gay marriage in Wisconsin, it's sort of still up in the air.
Right, but since we talked, people started lining up at county courthouses for marriage licenses and, in many cases, getting them.
That's right, yeah. My understanding is that there are 19 counties now who are actually open for business in terms of offering gay couples the opportunity to get their marriage license and get married. There are a couple of counties who are have said they will not do that until they get a more definitive sense of where things stand. And I went to a hearing today in which attorneys for the ACLU and for the State Department of Justice were there with Judge Krabs saying, what is the deal, basically? Where do things stand? And she said they stand where I told you they did. I'm waiting for the ACLU to tell me exactly what they think should be enjoined, that is, what gay couples should be able to do now. And I'm not going to stay my ruling until I hear about that.
Now, Attorney General Van Hollen, before all of this, had asked the judge, hey, if you overturn this, please issue a stay.
Right.
You talked to him today. What's he saying?
Well, he said that he's still asking for that stay and that he expects a stay will come either from Barbara Crabb or from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, where he has also now appealed the case. But she today did not respond to that. He said that it's created some confusion in the state, and he sort of expressed some sympathy for the couples who've been getting married.
You gave us a clip. Let's give a listen.
There are a lot of people who I think are very joyful, who's are very passionate about the issue and have reason to be, very intelligent, well-meaning people who, because of that passion and joy, may not have taken the time to step back and think about what legal ramifications that this may have on them, not only short-term, but even long-term. And I understand that. Not everybody is going to dig deep into legal jurisprudence before they make decisions along these lines, especially when you have a county clerk saying, we're going to issue these. You almost depend upon them as being the authorities in the jurisdiction and saying, if they're going to issue them, then it must be all right.
Speaking of county clerks, I think you talked to one of those county clerks you just referred to issuing these licenses. Go.
Yes, and Scott McDonald, Dane County clerk, said in his view, differing from the attorney general, the law is no longer in effect. The ban is non-existent, and that left him deciding what to do, and this is what he decided.
The law is not in effect because all the pinnacles of that law were struck down. And then she didn't tell us what to do or not to do. So at that point, it's up to me to apply to figure out what the law is and then apply it. And that's what we do all the time. The Corporation Counsel's Office does that all the time. There are appeals, there are judgments, and we see what the lay of the land is at that moment and apply the law.
So county clerks around the state are winging it. Before we let you go, Gilman, who's next? Who weighs in now?
Well, it could be the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals would be the next. That's who Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen expects is going to be weighing in next because it's sitting before them right now. There's some dispute about Judge Crabb doesn't think they have the jurisdiction yet until she sort of finished her work. But they may decide otherwise. And if they don't, then it would be up to Barbara Crabb sometime next week to actually rule on the stay, but she said she wanted to do it before then.
All right, we'll let you finish your work now. That was Gilman Halstead, WPR reporter, and now we want to hear from you with your reactions to last Friday's ruling overturning the Wisconsin's constitutional amendment on same-sex marriage, and what you think about the county clerks issuing marriage licenses with the ruling where it is now. Should they be issuing those licenses? Should people be getting married with those licenses or holding off? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. And are you one of the people who got married since this ruling? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. We've got Dan on the line in Menominee. Dan, hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Well, first of all, I am certainly in support of overturning this ban. And I think I like to look at it from a historical context. In 1982, Wisconsin became the very first state to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. And that was signed into law by the Republican governor, Lee S. Dreyfus, at the time, who said, "It's a fundamental tenet of the Republican Party that government ought not to intrude in the private lives of individuals where no state purpose is served. And there is nothing more private or intimate than who you live with or who you love." And so I feel like overturning this ban is really a return to form for Wisconsin.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. We're taking your calls in reaction to last Friday's ruling on Wisconsin's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. What do you think of it? Did you head to a courthouse? Did you head to your county clerk and apply for a marriage license under this ruling? How'd it go? Do you think your marriage will stand when all is said and done? 800-642-1234. Kathy is on the line now in Madison. Hi there, Kathy.
Hi. I believe that everybody ought to be treated equal. No, I didn't go to the courthouse for a marriage license. I think it's about time that Wisconsin plus the United States starts treating everybody as equals, whether they're gay, whether they're lesbian, whether they're black, whether they're Hispanic, what. I think it's about time we start treating humanity human.
Kathy, thanks for the call. We'll go now to Bob in Green Bay. Bob, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. The only comment I have is I'm poor. I don't have any problem with it. The only thing that I can't understand is all of a sudden they start issuing these clerks, issuing them, and there's no waiting period. Everybody else has a five-day waiting period before you can get married. Doesn't that part of the law, is that thrown out too? Or
Bob, I hear you. I believe that there is still the waiting period when people are going to get these licenses. They're applying to the county clerk and getting them in that five-day waiting period. That's my current understanding. We are taking your calls on the Judge Friday overturning Wisconsin's same-sex marriage ban to the constitutional amendment, and what's happened since with county clerks saying, yep, if you come to us in many counties, we will start the ball rolling, issue you a marriage license. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What do you think of this? What do you think of what's going on? What do you want to see from the courts? Did you rush out maybe even Friday night to apply for a license? 800-642-1234. We go now to Rhonda with us in Sheboygan. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that I'm totally for the ban being lifted. I think it's despicable that we treat some citizens different than other citizens. And I also just wanted to point out that marriage is a government contract. It's not a religious thing. I'm married. I'm not religious. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. If you want to practice a religion around it, that is fine. But my right as being a citizen as well, it had nothing to do with religion. It's a government contract. That's why we should be treating everybody the same. Thank you.
All right, Rhonda, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to Eric with us in Green Bay. Eric, hi there.
Hi. My only comment, I fully 100% support and love anyone who wants to live a life together. But I disagree with them using the term marriage. I think that's reserved kind of from a religious background for a man and a woman. Thank you.
So, Eric, would you rather see some kind of civil union or domestic partnership alternative? Oh, Eric dropped off. Well, that's the time we've had for callers. Thank you so much for weighing in on the change in Wisconsin's same-sex marriage laws. Still in progress, still in the courts. And you could still comment, by the way, at the Central Time Facebook page.